At the beginning of the year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said homelessness had gone down nationwide, but its definition of homelessness doesn't include children who don't have a permanent place to sleep at night. Jennifer Caballero is with Waco's housing department.
In HUD's eyes, that's looking at folks who are what they would consider literally homeless. And so that refers to folks who are living on the streets or in their sleeping in their car, or it's referring to folks who are in a shelter, emergency shelter, or even a transitional housing program.
But that definition doesn't include minors who live in hotels with low weekly rates or stay with extended family and friends for short stints of time. Cheryl Pooler is Waco ISD's homelessness liaison. She's working with the city to try and keep tabs on the population of homeless children in the school system. Pooler says the data will help make a case for funding a community solution.
When you're talking about kids who are living doubled up in hotels, on the street or in their car, at campgrounds, these are all challenges for those families because of their economic hardship, their classification as homeless.
McLennan County has had one of the fastest growing child poverty rates in the state over the past decade, an increase of 58%. But the population of children only increased by 6%. Homelessness can be especially tough for minors without guardianship because they don't have a regular place to stay. Here's Pooler again.
What I have is a lot of unaccompanied youth who there are no services here in Waco for them. So when I have a high school student who's been kicked out or left voluntarily and they're couch surfing all over Waco, but they're still in school, there's nowhere for me to safely refer them to go that night. And we decided to start tracking those kids.
Kathy Reed is the president of the Heart of Texas Homelessness Coalition. She says because these minors don't show up in the homeless count, they make up a very hidden category of poverty. And that means they don't get the resources that they need.
There is very, very limited emergency shelter. And part of that is that there is no designated youth shelter that is available to unaccompanied youth who don't have resources or don't have some organization to pay their way.
Better data could help the community make more of those resources available. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jordan Corona.